New Franklin and Glasgow coming up on the girls' side of things. I'm Eric Duick with the esteemed Ben Wittenstein to join me momentarily for this broadcast of New Franklin and Glasgow. Glasgow, the home team in this tournament, as this is a third-place game coming up. Glasgow defeated Fayette on day one before its loss to Cairo. New Franklin defeated Slater big time on day one. Actually, Slater made that a game late, I should say. It was only a six-point margin after all. And then they fell at the hands of Marceline yesterday. So again, Glasgow and New Franklin for the title, or for the third place game rather, here at the Glasgow tournament. We'll have coming up later Marceline and Cairo for the girls championship and Slater and Fayette for the boys championship. We're about 6.5 minutes away from the tip. We'll thank a few more of our sponsors: Merchants and Farmers Bank of Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia and Hardin, Slater School District of Slater, MFA Agri Service of Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Bailey Brothers Collision Center of Brookfield, Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris, Side and Strickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, Jennings Premium Meats of New Franklin, and Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.com. We'll step aside. When we rejoin you, it'll be time for tip-off here on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com. The host, Glasgow, and its home whites against New Franklin for third place in the Glasgow tournament.
When you're planning your Christmas dinner and holiday parties, stop by Salisbury Meat Market and Processing LLC, located southeast of Salisbury on Highway PP. You will find the freshest cuts of meat for the holidays or any time, including ground chuck, steak, sausage, and bacon. Or try Bill's famous smoked pork chops, ham, or a delicious slab of ribs. Bill says life is tough, but your meat shouldn't be. Open weekdays till 5 and Saturdays till noon. Remember, a gift certificate or a meat bundle from Salisbury Meat Market and Processing would make a great gift.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Marceline R5 School District are very proud of their Tigers and Lady Tigers. The student-athletes have put in many hours of long, hard practice in preparation for the basketball season. It's reflected year after year by the longstanding tradition of determination and striving to do their best. It's teamwork at its best, which also includes the coaches, cheerleaders, band, support staff, and all those involved in making each game possible. Go get them, Tigers!
Howdy, cowpokes. You know that feeling when you finish a long, hard ride and you're covered in dust and all you can think about is relaxing back at the bunkhouse? It's times like that that make you glad you heard about Valentine Insurance Agency. They give you one less thing to worry about, because you know the bunkhouse is protected by the right insurance plan. Plus, they can protect your vehicles, life, health, and more. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
Welcome back to the Glasgow tournament third place contest. Glasgow and New Franklin, some of Glasgow's team leaders. Malia Carmack, she had a big game in the quarterfinal, hitting threes left and right. She's just a freshman. Madison Parks saw big minutes, including starters minutes on last year's state semifinal team that came up in fourth place in Springfield. New Franklin's roster pretty easy to introduce. They've actually just got seven this season. Kristen Flick is a freshman. She'll see some big minutes. Madeline Cheney's a sophomore. Campbell Cooper's a sophomore. Abby Moffman's a freshman. She earned Player of the Game honors earlier this week in the quarterfinal against Slater. Lauren Evans is a senior. Shelby Brashears is a senior. She's been their team leader the last couple of seasons. And Casey Hundley is a sophomore for the New Franklin Lady Bulldogs, who lost in the championship this tournament a year ago. Introducing the rest of Glasgow's rosters, Hadley Sanders, Emma Massey, Miranda Cooper, Brooke Hackman, Krista Monig, Darby Reynolds, Brenna Hubbard, and Tegan Howell, who is a senior, one of just two seniors, Madison Parks, the other. We'll thank more of our sponsors here on 99.9 and CentralMoInfo.com. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Dubert Enterprises, Brian Skaggs, your local shelter insurance agent, Fimler Jackson Accounting, Moberly Napa, all of Moberly, Glasgow School District, Monig Industries Incorporated, Lacrosse Lumber, Meyer Satellite, Tri-County Trust Company, all of Glasgow. Minute 10 till tip-off here on regional radio as Ben is tracking down Ross Dobson somewhere after New Franklin was victorious in that last contest for the consolation title against Westran. And we've got Madison and New Franklin coming up here on regional radio. Glasgow coached by Molly Monig. Assistants are Mick Kropp and Ann Reynolds. Ann Reynolds, a former Glasgow player herself. New Franklin's head coach is Morgan Vetter, the former Salisbury standout. And also Ashley Fries is her assistant coach. Ben has tracked down Ross Dobson, so we'll hear from him at the half. And Franklin introduces its five starters. They're in the road blues with white numbers. And Glasgow hits the floor here in its home whites with yellow numbers and black trim. Looks like the boys' team will stand on and for New Franklin, stick around for this girls' contest. Always good to see. So New Franklin left to right, Glasgow right to left on 99-9, the captain for third place in the Glasgow Tournament Girls' Contest. Abby Maupin will tip it up for New Franklin, but it is Glasgow who wins the opening possession right to left with Madison Parks. Black sleeves on the knees. Chest pass middle. It's tipped, kicked around, loose on the near side. And Sanders jumps on it. It stays Glasgow ball. Right side Carmack. The freshman lobs right block. Hubbard spins it up top. Carmack bombs a three left rim. Loose near side. Brashears rebounds. Lady Bulldogs with possession left to right. Screen right. It's loose in the middle. Scrap for it. And we have a jump ball called. Possession stays with New Franklin. Baseline inbound with Flick, who throws to the right block for Brashears. Now out near side, Evans drives, jump stop, left block, layup block, but a foul call, then free throws ahead. The free throw too strong for New Franklin. Lauren Evans, white shoes, black leg sleeves. Her second free throw up. In and out. Rebound underneath. It's poked around. Flick tracks it down. Stays Lady Bulldogs basketball. Now Madison Parks kicks it out of bounds on the far side. And possession remains with the Lady Bulldogs of New Franklin. Maupin up top. She was our player of the game earlier this week. Sanders defends on her man-to-man. Now a screen left comes in. Swing to the left corner. Too strong for Cheney, but Brashear's right spot there to save it in bounds. Now a layup. Left block short. Rebound Hubbard. Glasgow possession. Minute 15 gone by in a scoreless game. Parks lasers it far side for Sanders, who dribbles up top. Now scoops back right corner Carmack. That's her sweet spot. Hubbard right block, spins into a layup, out, and a rebound underneath for New Franklin. 2-on-2 in the front court. Evans keeps right block layup. A lot of contact short, but there comes the foul call. And she'll go back to the line where she just missed a pair with 6:21 to play in the first quarter in a 0-0 game.
Bit of redemption there for her.
Evans still empty at the line right now. 0-for-3 in the early going. Her second free throw swishes, and we're on the board with a 1-0 lead for New Franklin. 6:20 to play in the first quarter. Third place game of the 88th annual Glasgow tournament. The boys' game to follow, and then a couple of championship contests. Carmack twists right side, layup, goal good.
That was an athletic move by her, able to sneak through the behind of the defense, contort her body in such a way that she got herself open for the shot.
Yeah, she had a 15-point game earlier this week. Scrap forward in the middle. Evans, 2-on-0. Evans, right block, layup. This time she scores. And Evans has found herself at point-blank range early and often today. 3-2 New Franklin, 2.5 played. Right block Hubbard, backs down, kicks it out, jump shot up top, doesn't touch anything. Rebound Brashears. The senior gallops into the front court with a black knee brace and bombs it well too far to the left block out of bounds. And that means possession back to Glasgow. Right corner, Sanders. Carves up top. Back to the right side, Carmack. It's knocked out of bounds. No, Carmack keeps it in bounds, rather. Just off the black paint on the far sideline.
Nice job tracking that down. Some people will give up on that one, and she used the energy to actually go and grab it from the sideline.
Now she cuts baseline. Up top, poke, flick with a steal. One-on-one, left block layup, a little out of control. Misses it short, Hubbard rebounds.
Almost a little too quick for what she thought she could do.
She almost carried. Instead, it's a steal. Brashear's right block. Layup goes out. Loose baseline into the Glasgow lettering out of bounds, and possession stays New Franklin. Baseline inbound for New Franklin. Left corner Evans. Sidearms it to the left wing for Maupin. The freshman yet to take a shot tonight. Now Cheney middle. She's got black tape on the knees. Bounces it middle. Horn set for New Franklin. Up top again, Cheney. The diminutive point guard bobbles it. Now dives on it. Dribbles her way back to her feet. Great coordination, but she's double-teamed. Needs a lot of help. And there comes a foul from the far side. 4:05 to play first quarter, 3-2. New Franklin's lead. That foul called on Sanders, and that is .405 to play first quarter. Left side, Cheney. Dribbles middle of the floor. Throws near side, Maupin. Couple of cutters middle. Brashear stands in the near corner. Swing to the far side. Now entered middle where Brashears holds. Pops it middle, intercepted, and a foul called and an accidental hit to the face from Flick into Hackman.
Some bumping and shoving going on down low. See, those are the tough ones that it's very hard to not call for if you're an official, just because if you have that contact consistently, you really just don't want to set a prerogative where it's just continuously okay to keep hounding someone down low. You really need to set a line with something like that.
Not to mention she hit the floor right after taking that shot.
That's also true, yeah.
3.5 to play as a turnover near side Evans for New Franklin. Flicks wide open at the right block. Evans keeps it herself, and she'll finish. Evans has all five for New Franklin, who leads 5-2 with 3:15 to play in the first quarter. Near wing Sanders dribbles up top, passes near side. 10-foot jump shot, crevice of the rim, and a foul called over the back. It's on New Franklin and Kristen Flick. That's two on her. So in comes Campbell Cooper while Flick leaves. Inbound to the near corner. An open Hackman triggers too strong. Offensive rebound with Monick. Into the middle. Hackman open. Ball fake. Left block runner denied. Brashears rebound New Franklin. Maupin right block out of control. Layup blocking foul. This one's on Sanders. This has been a very foul-centric day, Mr. Wittenstein.
It really has.
I don't think we can escape it.
No, I don't think so. We do have a new officiating crew, but a lot of the bumping that's going on is being called.
Maupin's first free throw, high arc, but too long. .248 to play in the first quarter. 5-2 is New Franklin's lead, a team that's had a lot of success under Morgan Vetter. She was assistant for their state semifinal team as the second free throw swishes for Maupin.
After this game, we'll be halfway through the day. Three down. We'll have three to go. Big day for the Glasgow tournament, again, because it got pushed back.
A cross-court pass just ricocheted off the backboard. It results in a New Franklin steal with Evans barreling to the block and losing it out of bounds.
Yeah, she just lost her footing there.
Back to Glasgow. .225 to play in the first quarter. 6-2 is the advantage for New Franklin. Glasgow's yet to get very many good looks in this one either. Near side, Cooper. Reset up top. Three Parks in and out. Offensive rebound. Lost away out of bounds baseline, but it's off of a diving New Franklin Lady Bulldog. So possession remains with the Lady Jackets.
Nice dive by Brashears. I mean, we've seen dives from New Franklin. We've seen a lot more chasing down loose balls. This is a team that hustles, and you talked about Morgan Vetter's influence on the team. I mean, that has to be one of the influencers. She's someone who's played up to the college basketball level. She knows what it takes. It's someone like that who influences the team to continue to use as much energy as they have to go after those loose balls, to go after and dive on the ground for some of them, and that makes a big difference in games like this.
Turnover here, though, for her Lady Bulldogs. She starred at Mobiliary Community College as well as Central Methodist University here in nearby Fayette, as we're in Glasgow, same county, far side, out of bounds, baseline. No, it's saved back in, rather. Hubbard, but right over to New Franklin regardless. As we have a bit of a crash at midfloor and a foul called on Krista Monick. All right, that was actually Brenna Hubbard. 32, not 23. Chaney near side. Cooper on her man-to-man. Into the near corner, Brashears. She's yet to get down low too often. Travel call. Possession back to Glasgow as Campbell Cooper turns that one over on the near wing. 6-4, New Franklin leads with 7 minutes gone by in this ball game. Near side, Cooper passes middle. Hubbard forces up off left. Rebound, New Franklin.
That was a good move in the paint. She just kind of curled in there. She had the space. You're just going to miss those shots sometimes.
And an illegal screen on the other side of the floor on Campbell Cooper. Madison Parks will walk this up the floor when Glasgow inbounds, as it does. New Franklin shifts itself into somewhat of a 1-2-2 here. Almost looks like a matchup zone, as now it conforms into more of a normal 2-3, but a near side shot is missed and a rebound, New Franklin. Chaney grabs in the backcourt. Crossover dribble. Darts front court. Tosses near side. Brashear's jump stop into an out of control runner. Side of the backboard out of bounds. Back to Glasgow. 15 seconds first quarter. 6-4. Glasgow trails.
And I love that no call. Not because they didn't blow the whistle, but because that was the correct call to make. Both Glasgow defenders had their hands in the air. They didn't move their bodies. They didn't initiate the contact. That was a great no call.
Parks right corner with 5-4 blocked, loose near side, 1-0. In other words, not rewarding the out-of-control player. As 6-4 the score after one with New Franklin in front on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
For so many years, our
Oh, my God. Good one.
I'm getting... in Columbia and Mark Glenn Yeager Funeral Home in New Franklin to be at their side throughout the journey when they're dealing with the loss of a loved one. They're proud to be locally owned and operated, offering the most professional and compassionate service with affordable options that suit your family's needs and your loved one's wishes. Carr Yeager Funeral Home in Fayette, Bach Yeager Funeral Home in Columbia, and Mark Glenn Yeager Funeral Home in New Franklin. Visit them online at bachyeager.com.
The clear goal of a cattleman is to see weight gain at minimal cost, especially at weaning time. Ricketts Farm Service can help you achieve that goal with Purina AccuRation Starter. Backed by Purina Research, AccuRation Starter is a complete weaning ration that produces super gains at a low cost per head per day. See Ricketts Farm Service in Cairo, Salisbury, or Shelbina for your Purina AccuRation Starter today.
Be the folks at the checkerboard. Ricketts, remember Ricketts for everything for your farm.
Second quarter at the Glasgow tournament. As I'm Eric Duke alongside Ben Wittenstein. Glasgow possession right to left with a 6-4 deficit. Here in the third place game on the girls' side. Madison Parks bounces right block. Hubbard, who twists. Layup converts. Hubbard with 4. Tied at 6. 20 seconds played in the second quarter. Chaney weaves middle. Kicks it out left side. And back up top for Chaney. Brashears operates the middle of the zone defense for New Franklin's offense. Now it morphs into a man-to-man. Right block Evans, layup well over the rim, and a rebound underneath for Hubbard and Glasgow. Outlet Carmack, who trots to the right wing. Over the head, right block Hubbard, who backs down, picks up her dribble. Needs some assistance and finds it in the right corner with Carmack. Who dribbles middle, runner, back iron, drops out. Offensive board and follows. Too strong for Monaghan. A rebound, New Franklin. Minute played in the second. Tied at 6. Maupin holds the left hand high and calls the play. Near wing, Brashears. Rifles it far side. Three-pointer, Cooper drills it.
Smooth rotation on the ball. Smooth shot. She had time to set up. That's what you want from your three-point shooters. You want to give them that time to set up a nice set shot.
She was scoreless in the quarterfinal win against Slater. 9-6, New Franklin in front on that triple. 6:20 to play in the second. Bounce pass right block. It's poked. Maupin on it for New Franklin. Still no whistle. Play continues, so a turnover. Brashears scurries into the front court. Left block, layup front rim. Rebound in the middle for Mana. Again, Glasgow. Lady Jackets down 9-6 with 2 minutes expired in the second. Right side, Parks. Hands off Carmack, who accelerates. Middle throws one up, but it's on the floor. Foul called. That's two fouls on Cooper as a far sideline inbound with Cooper hounding the inbounder in Carmack. Parks stops right elbow, triggers the jump shot halfway down. Rebound, Brashears on the miss. New Franklin possession. Lady Bulldogs in the road, Blues with white numbers. Cheney pushes it far aside for Maupin, who holds over the head. Now puts it on the floor. Stops free throw line, scoops out, swing near side, Brashears. Evans thinks about the three, eyes it, ball fake, drives and stops. Now left hands it out. And Cooper drives left, block, layup, great work.
Yeah, the defense just kind of watched her go by. She had the open lane, she took it. She was aggressive with it as well. Led her to a wide open layup.
And her fifth point of the quarter. 11-6 New Franklin, its largest lead. 5 minutes first half. Right block, runner Parks, deflected, offensive board Hubbard. Her follow rolls in.
I really like Hubbard's play. I think she's a very smart player. She knows where to position herself on a missed shot really well. She knows what to do on the perimeter too, which you don't see a lot from players who play the four and five in high school. She clearly has basketball intelligence.
She's got a game high 6 points. 4:40 first quarter, 11-8 New Franklin. Bashir's right block, layup, doesn't fall, but a foul called and two free throws. That foul was on Hubbard, her second. Brashears is first. Free throw swishes. Here's another girl who's more of a 4-5 in Brashears. She moves pretty well with the ball, too, and definitely I would put her in the minority as far as perimeter players at the high school level who are comfortable no matter where on the floor. Her second free throw on cue, also in. 13-8, New Franklin, 4.5 to play first half. And these are two really young teams that are definitely feeling themselves out at this stage in the season. Right corner three, Sanders just grazes the far side of the rim, but an offensive rebound, Glasgow. Carmack tries a three from that right corner spot and capitalizes.
She knew exactly where she wanted to go with that, too. She grabbed the board. She said, I'm going into the corner. She did it, took a three.
Getting that Clay Thompson on corner sniper.
Yeah, quick release.
13-11, New Franklin leads 4-12 first half. Defense! 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 Now some noise enters the building. Lauren Evans right side. Twist middle, pass left corner, flick back into the game with her two fouls, and we have a foul on Glasgow.
New Franklin shooting 1-1 for the rest of the half
on Carmack's foul. Carmack and Carmack just picked up her third. And that is three. So she takes a breather. Evan shoots and scores on the first. Evans now tied with Hubbard with a game high six. 14-11, New Franklin, 4:04 first half. Second free throw long, and a rebound for Glasgow. Sanders bobbles in the front court but picks it up, does not have her dribble, however. So she puts it in the lap of Parks, who drives, tosses to the right block Hubbard, who circles and travels. Possession back to New Franklin.
That could have gone either way. She spun in the paint. And she probably shuffled her feet, but she also lost the ball at the same time. So it really could have been called either way.
Which means New Franklin in the front court with possession. 14-11 at leads, 3:40 first half. Four corner flick, kicks it, jumps back on it. Did we get a New Franklin timeout? We did. Morgan Vetter on top of it. 3:37 to play first half, 14-11. New Franklin leads. You're listening to Kirk in CentralWellInfo.com with a 30-second timeout.
Are you tired of waiting on your internet to load? Airlink Wireless of Salisbury is a locally owned and operated high-speed internet service provider. Airlink serves Sheridan, Howard, Saline, and Carroll counties, offering you service with no contracts to sign, no phone lines needed, and provide unlimited downloading, no data caps, which means no lag time, and you're always connected. Check out Airlink's new pricing online at airlinkrb.com today. Airlink Wireless at airlinkrb.com.
Is the advantage for New Franklin with a far sideline inbound. Flick lobs middle, it's tipped. Loose and taken. Bounce pass middle. Right block is good for Maupin. Parks right side. Pushes off. Now twirls middle, picks up her dribble, hands off near elbow. Deflected loose near sideline. Scrap forward and a loose ball foul on the dive, and that goes on Evans. That is just five team fouls on New Franklin, though, as New Franklin leads 16-11 with 3:13 on the first half clock. Inbound near corner. Cooper angled to her own backcourt, but now gives to a friend and Hackman up top. Lob middle, near side, jump shot blocked for Shears. Offensive board, though. It stays with Glasgow. Inside 3 minutes, first half. Right block, Sanders stops, puts it middle. It's tipped and taken. Left side, Brashears, a little out of control, too much so that she kicks it out of bounds into the baseline and back to Glasgow. The senior Parks into the front court for Glasgow. Down 16-11, 2:35 first half. Right side Parks thinks about the three. Instead penetrates right block. Blocking foul called. That 16 fouls on New Franklin. And the second on Evans in the matter of moments. Baseline inbound upcoming for Glasgow. Up top, Parks thought about the catch and shoot three. Dribbles middle instead. Now sidearms at right wing. Into the right corner. Cross court, Parks. Near side, triggers the three, swish. First points for the senior, Madison Parks.
She was able to get open. Her teammates set screens for her. They did a great job.
It's loose in the backcourt. Cooper steals it for Glasgow. Flips it out. Parks tries another three. Can't get two in a row. Offensive board. Near elbow jump shot. Hackman bricks it. Rebound in the middle. Brashears has a wide open Evans and finds her left block a bit strong on the pass, so Evans has to adjust. Now gets the layup up. Bend in. Eight for Lauren Evans. Great outlook by Shelby Brashears. It was too strong, so Evans had to adjust. Couldn't go right into the layup. Had to get her feet squared up and all that. Did so and scored. A three misses for Sanders on the other end, and Brashears has it for New Franklin. Near wing Evans, all alone, zigzags middle, kicks it, jumps on it. Still nothing signaled here. It'll be a baseline inbound for New Franklin. Couple of cutters middle. Bounce pass right side, stripped. It's Hubbard. Cross court near side, Sanders wide open, doesn't trigger. Instead hands off Cooper near side. A minute to play first half, 18-14 New Franklin. Sanders up top, tosses near side. Now cross court again, around the perimeter. Parks dribbles left, scoops out near side three. Sanders short, rebound underneath Chaney. New Franklin basketball. Chaney slows left side. Crossover into the front court. Needs some help in a double team and escapes. Right side, Maupin kicks off the leg, out of bounds, and possession of Glasgow. 32 seconds first half. We'll hear from Ross Dobson, the New Franklin boys coach, when we get going with our halftime coverage here in about 30 seconds. 18-14 is the edge for New Franklin with Glasgow possession. Cross-court pass. It's intercepted. Evans kicks it. This is almost turning into a pseudo-soccer game, Ben. I feel like I'm saying kicks
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the ball's going on the ground a lot.
It's not happening. And, I mean, and credit to them on the effort. I mean, that's part of the reason why. 18-14, New Franklin is in front in the Glasgow tournament as we have a 30-second timeout on the floor. Ben, who's this game brought to us by?
This game's brought to you by Glasgow School District, Monic Industries Incorporated, La Crosse Lumber, Meyer Satellite, Tri-County Trust Company, all of Glasgow, the Westran Athletic Boosters, the Westran R1 School District, Don's Family Style Buffet, D&L Trenching, all of Huntsville, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Bailey Brothers Collision Center of Brookfield, Seiden Strickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Jennings Premium Meats of New Franklin and Capital Paving and Construction. You can check them out online at capitalmo.com.
The 18-14, New Franklin's edge. 13 seconds first half, Glasgow possession right to left. Carmack back in with her three fouls for the offensive possession. She stands right corner, pretty uncontested, now gets the touch. Steps into 8 feet, lobs it middle. 1 second, Glasgow doesn't see it. And again, we have a time management issue in the early phase of the season, something for several of these teams to get corrected here as we start to move along in the year. Well, we're at the half, 18-14, the advantage for New Franklin at the break here on regional radio after it was just 6-4 after the first quarter. We'll step aside, come back, run through some of the first half numbers here on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
Olda Monument of Marceline is family-owned and operated and takes pride in serving the Marceline and surrounding area. When it's time to order a monument, stop by Olda Monument and let Amy E. Wigman show you their wide selection of monuments and memorials. Perhaps you need a special memorial, a marker, or a vase. Olda Monument can design a memorial for any occasion. Olda Monument is open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or after hours and on Saturdays by appointment. Olda Monument, a proud supporter of the Marceline Tigers and Lady Tigers.
A Billy Goat from Failing Small Engine in Salisbury can help cut your fall yard and landscaping projects down to size. Yes, you heard right. I said Billy Goats. We also have several special offers on steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and lots more. Stop in today and see how Failing Small Engine can help with your fall yard and landscaping projects.
And yes, they really do rent Billy Goats. Failing Small Engine, Highway 24 West, Salisbury.
Ray Carroll County Grain Growers of Slater is a full-service co-op offering seed, fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical, as well as providing custom application soil testing and crop input recommendations. Their facility has a state-of-the-art elevator with a 3.3 million bushel holding capacity. In addition, they carry an array of livestock feed and health products. They also have a 24-hour fuel service and fuel and propane delivery service staff to help their customers. They look forward to continuing and expanding their commitment to providing quality products and service to their members.
Right now at Moberly Napa, check out the biggest holiday sale ever. Single folding aluminum ram for $59.99. 26-piece screwdriver set with stand for $17.99. Battery charger and maintainer for $39.99. $8.99 for a box of 100 nitrile gloves or mechanics wear gloves for $17.99 a pair. Porter Cable oil-free pancake compressor for $129.99. Biggest holiday sale ever for your car, truck, or van. Napa Auto Parts in Moberly. Get the good stuff.
at the half. New Franklin right now is guided by Kristen Flick, who's scoreless. Madeline Chaney scoreless. Campbell Cooper has 5. Abby Maupin has 3. There are 8 points on the board for Lauren Evans and 2 for Shelby Brashears. 4-1-3 New Franklin. Meanwhile, 3-1 Glasgow has 3 points from Madison Parks, 5 points from Malia Carmack, and 5 from Brenna Hubbard, as it is 18-14 in favor of New Franklin at the half. So again, this will all be coming up here on on 99.9 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com. We'll have more of the Glasgow tournament all throughout the day. We've still got the boys' third place game to go, and we still have both championships to air on our airwaves today. We'd like to thank John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Dubert Enterprises, Brian Skaggs, your local shelter insurance agent, Fimler Tax and Accounting, Moberly Napa, all of Moberly for making all of this possible. Also like to thank Glasgow School District, Monig Industries Incorporated, La Crosse Lumber, Meyer Satellite, Tri-County Trust Company, all of Glasgow. 6 minutes on the halftime clock ahead of the second half as New Franklin leads this one 18-14 against Glasgow. Up next, we'll have the boys' contest here on regional radio. Then the girls' games feature Cairo and Marceline for one championship. And then on the boys' side, it'll be Slater and Fayette for the title. We'll have it all coming up next here on 99.9 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com. You're listening to the 88th Annual Glasgow Tournament.
The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Slater Schools know today's young people have a lot on their minds. Between managing school, family, and friends, it can be difficult for anyone. Slater students have their priorities set and manage their time very well. Keep up the good work, Slater students. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Slater Schools are proud of their student athletes and encourage all students, families, and the community to show their Wildcat pride.
MFA Agri Service in Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville takes pride in serving area farmers with years of knowledge, dependable names, and dependable service. Farmers, do you have questions or need advice regarding your farming operation, such as fertilizer, crop protection, seed, feed, animal health, custom spraying, or custom spreading? Stop by MFA Agri Service of Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville and let their top quality products and experience go to work for you. D&L Trenching of Huntsville has proudly served the area for over 30 years. Danny and the guys will analyze every project and determine the most efficient method for the job. No need to worry. They have all the equipment to complete the work you need, whether it's backhoeing or bulldozing services for your lagoons, ponds, septic systems, water and sewer lines, even your driveways, yards, and more. They are now offering septic tank pumping services. Call the professionals at 660-651-6925 for quality work at a fair price. D&L Trenching of Huntsville, they dig what you're saying.
The shot is up, swoosh, nothing but net. You want to eat somewhere who supports the Fayette Falcons as much as you do? Stop by Mittenin's Main Street Pub of Fayette and see what Laramie and the crew has cooking up for you. The bar is open later with select menu items. And don't forget to book Mittenin's for your holiday and Christmas parties. Check out and like Mittenin's Main Street Pub's Facebook page to get updates on specials after home games as well as their weekend dinner specials. Go Falcons and Lady Falcons.
Second half is nearing here on regional radio and CentralMoInfo.com. 18-14. New Franklin has the advantage against Glasgow on 99.9 and CentralMoInfo.com. The Westran Athletic Boosters are among those to make this broadcast possible. The Westran R1 School District, Don's Family Style Buffet, D&L Trenching, all of Huntsville. The third place game up next will pit Glasgow and Cairo, a couple of CAC teams that'll see each other for the first of what will be a few times this season. Glasgow fell to Fayette last night. Cairo fell to Slater, as that will be the championship later tonight. Slater and Fayette on the boys' side. But we've still got a girls' third place contest to finish out. Let's run through our last several Glasgow tournament champions, though, why don't we? The Fayette boys are coming off their first title since 1990, while the Cairo girls also won it in dramatic fashion. That was their first one ever last year. They're not too long of a time participant is part of the reason for that. But on the girls' side, the recent winners, Cairo, Westrand, Glasgow, Harrisburg, New Franklin, Glasgow, then Harrisburg four times before that, Westrand three times before that, Fayette three times before that, Glasgow a couple of times before that, Harrisburg before that, New Franklin in 97 and in 98, Slater in 96. On the boys' side, it's been a whole lot of Glasgow. Fayette won last year, but before that, it was three Glasgows. Before that, Cairo, Glasgow won the four previous. Harrisburg in 08, Glasgow in 07, Harrisburg in 06, New Franklin in 05, Harrisburg in 03 and 04, Westrand in 02, Harrisburg in 01, New Franklin in 99 and in 2000. You've got to go all the way back to 1988 for the last time Slater won one. They'll be playing for the right to win their first since 88 when that game tips off tonight against the most recent winner in Fayette. But we've still got a couple of third-place games to go before we get there. Up next, it'll be the second half of Glasgow and New Franklin in the third-place contest here on the girls' side on 99.9 and CentralMoInfo.com.
Coming up on Co-op Powerhouse. Now check out these caulked windows and air ducts in the basement. Sealed.
Tight.
Yeah. Finally, the hallway. This is where the magic happens. Programmable thermostat knows when to raise the temp.
Or when to drop it.
That's how our electric co-op helped turn our home
into a powerhouse.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Howard Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Trying to rush to the bank after work before they close? Don't sweat it. Tri-County Trust in Glasgow strives to provide the best banking experience that fits your overall needs. With life comes busy schedules. Tri-County Trust offers online and mobile banking. It's like having your banker with you at home, on the road, or on your phone 24/7. Just what you need to make your busy life a little easier. Call or visit tricountytrust.com today. Member FDIC.
Glasgow to inbound baseline. Carmack corrals. Throws it up top. Sanders had a lot of space, but instead passes left side. Reset with Carmack in the middle. Near side push off into the near corner. Lobs right block. Hubbard layup, two and a foul. Glasgow with its first points of the second half to cut its deficit to 18-16. And Hubbard has eight. 7:19 to play third quarter. That's the first foul on Shelby Brashears. Hubbard releases and sinks. Well, she's got nine to her name. 18-17, though, her Lady Jackets trail. But they employ some pressure. And Maupin knives through it. Right block. Layup side of the rim. Offensive rebound. Evans up. Good. And the foul. Quite the answer from New Franklin. And it's leading scorer Lauren Evans, who has 10. Free throw completes the three-point play. 21-17, New Franklin, almost a minute gone by in the third. Slow-paced game, not a lot of transition with the exception of that last play in response to Glasgow's press. Parks near side layup, too long, offensive rebound. It's out to the near side, into the middle, short shot Sanders, bottom of the rim, offensive rebound Hubbard. Barrels up, left block short, and a rebound Cooper in traffic. She needs some help. Has her point guard Chaney. 21-17, New Franklin in front with possession, right to left, road blues, white numbers. Brashear sets a screen right for Chaney, who steps back beyond the right wing. Brashears comes with another screen. Chaney in and out. Right side Evans. Left hands it up top, Cooper. She had 5 points in quick fashion in the second quarter. Loose at midfloor. New Franklin keeps it with Cheney just in front of the timeline. Now she dribbles near the yellow jacket at midfloor. Right side, double team. It's loose in the middle. We have a foul. It's New Franklin basketball. Parks with her first. Brashears far side inbound, Maupin. The freshman has just three after she led her team in scoring on Wednesday. Near wing, Maupin holds over the head. Into the near corner, Cooper tries another three front rim. Rebound, Glasgow. Lady Jackets left to right. A reigning fourth place team at state. Carmack, just a freshman, not a part of that team. She gets it over to a teammate after a near turnover. Now it is a turnover, but Evans can't quite keep it in bounds. Possession stays with Glasgow. Far sideline inbound for the Lady Jackets. Left side, Sanders. Shot blocked. Rebound, Brashears, who sprints. Right block. Layup in. All alone in the front court. 23-17, New Franklin. 5:15 to play in the third. Right block layup. Hubbard all alone. Too easy. Hubbard with 11. 23-19, New Franklin. 3 minutes played in the third. Cheney stops up top. Loses it far side, and a dive on a loose ball brings up a foul on Hubbard, which is her third. Far sideline inbound upcoming for Brashears. Freshman Maupin in the front court on the wings of the yellow jacket. Now loose at midfloor, Carmack a steal. One-on-one with Evans. Left block, layup, right rim. Offensive board Hubbard, but a foul over the back. It's on Brashears. So Glasgow basketball still. Baseline inbound. Into the near corner, Carmack. A lot of space. Bullies the three and makes it. Eight for Carmack. 23-22 New Franklin. 4.5 to play in the third. Third place game of the Glasgow tournament. Brashears grabs in the middle. Squares up, 25 feet from the hoop. Now Cheney near wing. Operates the offense with her left hand. Dribbles off screen right from Brashears. And Franklin trying to get into a set here, a little discombobulated. It's near side Brashears. She leaves near wing for Evans. Now runs back door, catches a lob, right block layup. Gorgeous. Phenomenal play at the high school level. Right block, Hubbard. Twist, puts it up, it rattles out. Rebound, Brashears. How about that execution, though? That's I guess, why it was taking so long to set up, as we have a timeout for New Franklin, but a beautifully drawn up play. They got it to the near wing, then they threw it to Brashears on the back door after she had set the screen. That's very similar to a play that the Glasgow boys executed for an alley-oop earlier in the week. 30-second timeout, 25-22 New Franklin, 3:30 to play. You're listening to Kirk and CentralMonfo.com, third quarter coverage.
Greatness, it's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Out of the New Franklin timeout, 25-22, New Franklin's lead, 3:30 to play, third quarter. Eric Tuick alongside Ben Wittenstein on regional radio. Glasgow and Cairo coming up in the third place game next. Devin's off balance, draws a foul, and she'll head to the stripe for a couple of free throws. Is the pizza here yet, Ben?
I was just about to say the pizza's here.
Priorities, man, priorities.
Well, we love the Glasgow tournament.
What kind of options we got here, man?
I didn't look. I just heard the pizza was
here. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we do have to commend how well they do the food room here. Great job at the Glasgow tournament.
Lauren Evans now has 12 on the board. Her second free throw, 13. To 27-22, New Franklin, 3:10 to play in the third quarter. I also saw Georgia's up 7-0 on Alabama, by the way.
There you go.
Left elbow, Glasgow holds. I almost said Georgia holds. A little double G confusion there, but I caught myself. Near side, Hackman fall away off glass, too strong. Rebound for Shears. Lady Bulldogs possession right to left under third-year head coach Morgan Vetter. 2015 state semifinalists. Near side, a lot of traffic, mopping offensive foul. Possession to Glasgow. Good job stepping in there on behalf of Krista Monick for the charge.
Yeah, Monick did a great job. She didn't move her feet. She didn't move her body. Again, one of those things where she didn't even brace for contact. She just stood as still as she could, and she got rewarded for it.
Which means Glasgow has the opportunity to cut this to one possession. Cooper needs to square up. She had some space in the lane. Instead, she tosses out. Parks gets away with the travel and draws the foul on the left side on her way up, so she'll head to the line. Senior point guard for Glasgow. She started the back half of last season after Carrington Frevert suffered an injury that held her out for about 6 weeks, suffered it in the Marceline tournament. So Parks went on to start in the state semifinals. Her first free throw's off. Second one, all net. We are at 4 o'clock here, and the reason I bring that up, well, for one, you're listening to KIRK Macon. Get that station ID in there, but also just trying to figure out about where we are time-wise because we were pretty slow on our first couple of contests, and remember, we've got six to get in today. Right block, layup, mop in, coast to coast. New Franklin, 2:10 to play in the third.
We've really only been about 5 or 10 minutes behind. Yeah. Not terrible.
And this game's moved along pretty well, so maybe catching up a bit. Parks right side into a double team. Throws it up just short, but a foul call. Then free throws ahead. No offensive. Pardon me. Madison Parks tagged with the offensive foul on that. Great job stepping in from the weak side. Glasgow shows press. Flick gets it into the near corner, mopping. Both those girls freshmen. Inside 2 minutes, third quarter. 29-23, New Franklin. Big possession here to maybe go into the fourth quarter and build this lead up a bit, start working some clock. Loose left block, layup, Evans, back of the rim, drops out, and a rebound, Glasgow. That one rested on the back iron for quite some time. Near side, Parks circles right block. Layup, a lot of contact again. This time the bucket is good, and the foul's called.
That was one of those things where there is no circle underneath the basket, but if there were one painted there, the defender would have been in the circle. That was a good call.
Are you volunteering your painting services?
They would not look good. I'll tell you that right now. It would be uneven and probably wouldn't even be a half circle.
Yeah, that's definitely not done by hand. They definitely need to create some kind of outline when they do that. Otherwise, it wouldn't look so perfect. Parks completes the three-point play. 29-26, New Franklin. So a big swing there. Minute 20 to play in the third. Three on one, though, against the press. Right block, Cheney up strong. Out of bounds underneath, and it is off of Glasgow. Brashears very well may have gotten a piece of that ball, but I guess it went out on the Lady Jackets last. Baseline inbound for New Franklin. Near corner, three, Cooper, well long. Rebound Glasgow. Minute 10 to play in the third. 29-26. Glasgow on its home floor in the 88th annual Glasgow tournament. Third place game. Left side Parks. Pops it middle. Left elbow jump shot. Cooper back iron. Rebound Brashears. Sprints. Cooper trails. Left block. Layup short. Offensive rebound Brashears. Second try in.
Good job staying with that shot as well. She also didn't allow the defense, which was coming up from behind her, affect her second shot. Sometimes people will panic if they feel the defense behind them, but she stayed true, got the rebound, and went back up with it.
And then a whistle on the other end that results in a New Franklin possession. 38 seconds, third quarter. Inbound Cheney. Glasgow shows pressure again. Into the front court, Evans. She's just off the home of the Yellow Jackets, lettering. Dribbles into a double team, turns it over. Parks, left side for Glasgow. Darts to the middle. Left side, Cooper, cross court, right block. Layup blocked, but a foul called. And that puts just entered into the game Tegan Howell at the free throw line, and we have a Lady Bulldog down. This is Abby Maupin on the floor getting her legs looked at here. As the trainer will help her up. I was looking at his credentials actually just a couple days ago while trying to get one of his interviews. I think he's Mizzou affiliated in some capacity, as though, which is understandable. You get a ton of games going here in one day. Maupin, just a freshman, walking off half under her own power, half with the trainer's assistance, as she'll get looked at over here on the near side.
Yeah, those twisted ankles can certainly hurt. Make it be one of those things that it hurts in the moment, and after you walk it off a little bit, you'll start to feel a little bit better. So hopefully it's one of those.
31-26, the lead for New Franklin. Remember Howell at the line with that being a foul before Maupin hit the floor. Now, this... a factor to keep an eye on. Glasgow will be in the bonus for the entirety of the fourth quarter. Right now it's just of the one-and-one variety, but that's still 7 minutes, or 8 minutes rather, and 20 seconds of bonus time. Howell's second free throw rattles out. We're going to have a violation on somebody. It's on New Franklin. So that gives Howell a third try at it. But it only counts as her second. It's up. Strong again. Rebound Evans. New Franklin ball. Howell bumps her. No call. Play continues. Evans picks up her dribble right as she gets double teamed. Draws a very fortunate foul. That was not the time to pick up her dribble, and she just got fortunate to take a swipe on the arm from Howell.
Interesting foul there, too.
Near sideline inbound. Cheney takes it. 31-26 New Franklin. 10 seconds, third quarter. Near wing Brashears. Brace on the right leg. She's got eight. Tosses far side for Cooper. Into the right short corner. Cheney runner into contact. No call. Rebound Glasgow with Madison Parks. 31-26 after three. New Franklin leads. Fourth quarter next in the third place game on 99-9.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
MazooMac offers you the best of both worlds. MazooMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MazooMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MazooMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Start of the fourth quarter, New Franklin leads Glasgow 31-26 on the captain. Brashears inbounds Evans. That was about as much of a handoff as you could possibly execute on an inbound pass. As Brashears knives middle, scoops left block, short shot in. Casey Hundley. ...33-26 New Franklin. Near wing three, Carmack bullseye. This one could be special. You don't see too many freshmen who can shoot it like her at the high school level. Did we get a Morgan Vetter timeout? We did, because Glasgow keeps bringing its pressure. And because of that, New Franklin needs to check things over here on regional radio as we have a 33-26 lead. Or 33-29 lead, pardon me, in New Franklin's favor after that timeout. We'll have Glasgow to defend New Franklin, who will be pressuring once again in all likelihood. We'll run through our scoring totals here as Brianna Hubbard has 11 for Glasgow, as does Malia Carmack. Madison Parks has done the rest of the scoring. She's got 7. It's actually just 3 players, Ben, who are responsible for Glasgow right now. Eight for Shelby Brashears. 13 for Lauren Evans for the Lady Bulldogs of New Franklin. Also 5 for Campbell Cooper and for Abby Maupin. Casey Hundley's got a couple. Baseline inbound for Brashears. She throws it the way of Evans. Black leg sleeves. Crosses over on Carmack. New Franklin into the front court with 7:20 to go and a 33-29 lead. Bounce pass middle in traffic. Steal for Sanders. It's kicked from behind, though. Another scrap for it. Jump ball. Possession for Glasgow.
Yeah, the ball's been on the ground a lot recently.
Glasgow trails. Carmack up top. She didn't catch cleanly, but picks up the dribble. Twirls near side. Follow away. Jump shot left rim just out. Offensive board. Monning her follow. Top of the backboard out of bounds. And possession to New Franklin. Inbound near short corner with Evans. Brashears passes near side, intercepted. Sanders, 18-footer, got it. That was a gutsy transition jump shot. But the sophomore, no fear in taking it. 33-31, Glasgow's deficit. And Evans sprints front court. 3-on-3 becomes a 5-on-5. And Evans twirls her way back up top. Hundley post right block. She's got a lot of room, but they don't find her. Instead, it's Cheney. Her right side runner off glass in and out. Offensive board, Hundley. Her shot deflected, and Hubbard rebounds for Glasgow. Hundley never really got up off the ground on that one. She kind of just tried to shot put it. Didn't work out for her. Parks is 8-footer, back iron. Offensive board, Hubbard. Her follow short. Another offensive rebound. Sanders stops left elbow and rifles out. Parks bangs middle, runner, waved off. Offensive foul on the screen, which created that ability to hook around. Hundley out, flick in. It was Hubbard with that offensive foul, and it's her 4th. She's a player they can ill afford to lose. to 31 is New Franklin's advantage, but a tie-up in the backcourt, another jump ball. This time it'll be New Franklin. Ben, any real quick thoughts on your upcoming third-place game on the boys' side to offer while we have another whistle?
I think it should be a fun one. I mean, I think we're looking forward to – we see Brian Winkler also coming down. Speaking of championship game coming up, probably should go talk to him. He's got a fun championship game as well with Cairo and Marceline.
33-31. We had another whistle on the inbound as it's still New Franklin possession. New Franklin's not getting a lot of movement here, Ben, on these inbounds. It seems like they don't quite have an answer for this pressure just yet. But now Brashear says, I'll do it myself. Flips it right side, short shot. Chaney, not enough on it. Offensive rebound, Cooper. It stays New Franklin.
Well, I was going to say, when you have Brashear, you really don't need to worry about no movement. She's a train, and she can run through anyone with that ball.
It's so fitting of what you said of Hubbard earlier. She's basically a five-man leading the press break.
Yeah. So they're lucky to have her.
Right block, layup. She shows why. And the foul.
She is so good, not only down low, but in open space as well. She knows what to do with the ball when she moves around. I mean, she's fun to watch.
She's so long, too. She can go end to end with the best of them, it seems like. And that is five on Hubbard. That is a double whammy and a half. You get the and one in what's a low-scoring game, and you lose your top scorer thus far. Brashears can't complete the three-point play, the only bright spot. But Evans steals it in the backcourt, left block, layup, yes!
That's a play right there. Saw an opportunity to grab that ball. She did. Could have been a jump ball, too, but she yanked it away.
With the left hand, too. That was all kinds of awareness. She had the right footwork, the steal, the finish. As we have a foul on the other end on New Franklin, and that means free throws, which has been the case since late in the third quarter. But it's 37-31, New Franklin. 3 minutes gone by in the fourth. And we've lost another player, as that is Kristen Flixfifth. Free throw off to the left, rebound New Franklin. Evans in the backcourt. She has an open. Cooper gets it that way. Cross-court back, Brashears. The one-man press break. Two-on-one. Left block. Hundley, count it.
Smooth passing. Players knowing where they're supposed to be on the court. That's why right now New Franklin is ahead.
And we have a timeout for Glasgow. 39-31 as New Franklin seems to have found something opposite the press. We've got a 30-second timeout on regional radio. And it's rather a full timeout, 39-31 New Franklin, 4:34 to go, fourth quarter on Kirk.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
Glasgow trails with the inbound here on the Captain and Central MoInfo.com with 4:34 to play. Off the hand of Cooper, it's stolen by the other Cooper, Campbell Cooper, for New Franklin. Hundley's wide open at the left block. They don't see her. She's jumping up and down. She just hit a layup from there. She's still jumping up for it. Now they close on her. Tegan Howell fronts Hundley in the post. Almost the middle of the fourth. 39-31, New Franklin leads. Up top, Brashears.
New Franklin clearly in no rush right now. Great job by Brashears. Just to hold it as long as you can, and why not? You're up by eight. You have some leeway. See how long you can get away by just holding it.
Jump shot near side. Missed offensive board. Cooper tiptoes the sideline. Her floater short, deflected. A scrap board and a jump ball. Glasgow possession. Baseline inbound for the Lady Jackets, down 39-31. 3:42 to play in the fourth. Lady Jackets, the reigning fourth place team at state, but they graduated four elite seniors. As a right block short shot goes well over the backboard from Howell and a rebound from Brashears, who scampers in the front court. Stops right wing. She got bumped from behind by Brashears, but no foul call on a day where it seems like whistles have been up for the taking.
Yeah, surprised no whistle blew.
Near side three, Carmack. Well, there's your whistle and three free throws. That's a big swing. I don't think she turns that over if she doesn't get hit from behind. Yeah.
Very surprised they didn't blow the whistle on that. And Glasgow, you have to hand it to them. They took advantage of the turnover.
And both teams in foul trouble. That very well could be a five-point swing there as Carmack makes the first. By no means do I want to sound like I'm advocating for whistles, but again, that was just a pretty inconsistent with what we've seen today. As the second free throw also makes for Carmack, 39-33, New Franklin. 3:17 to play in the fourth. Free throw, back iron. Rebound underneath Evans. New Franklin possession. So Carmack gets two of three. Great ball fake from Evans. She creates some space. Now she slows, composes, and one hands it near side for Shears. Clock creeps toward 3 minutes, fourth quarter. 39-33, New Franklin. Right side, Chaney, strong pass. She tracks it down just inside the sideline. On the black paint, home of the Yellow Jackets. Left block layup, Hunley, just out on the right side, and then out of bounds baseline, but it stays with New Franklin. That's a big break because possession means everything right now in no shot clock Missouri hoops.
They can take another 30 seconds or so off the clock if they really want to. Brashears has done a great job.
Right block layup. Evans doesn't touch anything. Rebound underneath Glasgow. So much for working that clock. Parks in the front court for Glasgow. Penetrates right block into three defenders. Doesn't get the call, and it's a turnover. A little out of control there in the eyes of the crew. The one-man press break. Brashears at it again. Left block layup. Hunley. Offensive rebound. Chaney in. That was essentially a dunk contest type pass, you'd see. It went over the rim.
Yeah.
And it just happened to fall to Chaney right there.
Now, that was a great offensive possession by them. They had the players open that they wanted to get it to. That's all you can ask for.
41-33, New Franklin, right block layup. Parks can't answer. 2 minutes to play. New Franklin ball on the rebound. 41-33, it's edge. Evans into the front court. Ben, I'm impressed with the way New Franklin has settled itself. If you're when you're in Glasgow's house, left block layup, Cooper right on cue.
Right there, that was terrific ball movement. They went from the corner to the middle of the lane to a bounce pass to the block. The ball movement's been terrific from New Franklin.
And we have a 43-33 lead for New Franklin and a timeout, minute 45 to play in the fourth quarter, full timeout. But yeah, when you're in Glasgow's house, it seems like this is just a really hard place to play for visiting teams, particularly at this stage of the year. Glasgow does not have football. Now, granted, this is a girls' game, but Glasgow doesn't have basketball is kind of the focus here year-round. And because of that, it seems like a hard place to play, especially early in the season. I've seen
an imposing gym for sure,
right,
if you haven't played here before.
And right when that score was starting to creep closer, those are games that Glasgow, for whatever reason, tends to pull out 9 times out of 10. And New Franklin has managed to just rebound from that tough spot and find its ability to break the press. The broadcast is brought to you by John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Dubert Enterprises, Brian Skaggs, your local shelter insurance agent, Fimler Tax and Accounting, Moberly Napa, all of Moberly, Glasgow School District. Monig Industries Incorporated, La Crosse Lumber, Meyer Satellite, Tri-County Trust Company, all of Glasgow, the Westran Athletic Boosters, the Westran R1 School District, Don's Family Style Buffet, DNL Trenching, all of Huntsville. Glasgow ball down 43-33, a minute 44, fourth quarter. Third place game in the 88th annual Glasgow tournament. Bounce pass to the left elbow. Near side, Madison Parks. She drives, pushes it up, back iron, drops out. Rebound underneath Evans. She's quadruple teamed and stripped. Right block layup, Parks fouled from behind. So she'll shoot down 10, a minute 21 to play.
That was a good move by Howell to be able to rip that ball away underneath the basket, still keeping her eyes on the ball after the possession is switched. Those heads-up players usually come up with some big plays like that late in games.
And Parks swishes the first. Her second in and out. Rebound, New Franklin. Timeout, New Franklin. Great timeout call from Morgan Vetter, in my opinion. She may have saved her team a turnover there in the backcourt against the press. 43-34, Lady Bulldogs. They are up with a minute 16 to go. We'll step aside and we'll finish this one off next on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
Been providing quality service and support to our customers for 75 years. Preventative maintenance is the key to keeping your equipment running. Right now, sign up for a winter service package by December 1st, and you could win a new John Deere S240 lawn tractor. Can't bring your equipment to the shop? That's okay. We'll come to you. Schedule now for free pickup and delivery within 50 miles of a Seidenstricker location. Visit us online at Seidenstrickers.com.
No purchase necessary. Lawn tractor giveaway sign-up deadline ends 12/1/18. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Howdy, cowpokes. Dusty again for Valentine Insurance Agency. When you're out on the range and notice danger coming around the bend, you'll have one less thing to worry about if you've seen the insurance pros at Valentine Insurance Agency. They'll make sure you've got the right plan to face all the risks you can run into by protecting your home, vehicles, life, and health, and more. Give them a call today, partner. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
New Franklin basketball out of the timeout. Lauren Evans in the backcourt. She's in trouble. Out of bounds, far side. Possession stays New Franklin. I thought that may have hit a diving Cheney on the out of bounds, but we do not really have the vantage point to say that definitively. So nonetheless, still Lady Bulldogs basketball. Cheney tiptoes front court. She's trapped. She carves through a double team, but then turns it over. Parks for Glasgow. A minute to go. 43-34, New Franklin's lead. Parks up top, black knee sleeves. Stops, pops it left elbow. Hackman, short jump shot, well underneath. And a rebound, New Franklin. Outlet for Shears. A second outlet pass to a right block, Evans, who walks it out
wisely. And
that's
a smart move.
And she draws a foul, and she goes to the line where she's been reliable. Seconds to play. Lauren Evans at the stripe. Morgan Vetter sends the rest of her defense back to the other end of the floor. And remember, these two teams are conference opponents. They'll see each other a couple of times this season. Evans bends, rises, shoots, and sinks it. Evans is second, can't get both. Rebound near side, Carmack. Her Lady Jackets down 10, 35 seconds on the fourth quarter clock. Her runner doesn't touch rim. It's loose, it's tipped around, it's Carmack again. Left side, hoists a three, in and out. Rebound Cheney and the Lady Bulldogs. Outlet into traffic, Cooper. And a pitch ahead, right block, Brashears, you know it. Forty-six, 34, New Franklin. Its largest lead with 10 seconds to play. Left side, Hackman. Bounce pass. Right block layup. Howell over everything. Rebound, Hundley. 3 seconds, fourth quarter. Chaney with one for New Franklin. Over. The Lady Bulldogs take third place in the Glasgow tournament after an 0-2 start to the season that featured two rather lopsided losses. They find some footing here in Howard County.
And Brashear's great job by her. She really leads this team. She's really their anchor, the person they rely on to score and facilitate offensive plays as well.
I almost feel like Evans and Brashear should be co-players of the game.
In a way, yeah. I don't disagree.
With how vital they were in breaking that press. You know what? We make the rules. We'll give it to them both. They combined for 28 points, as that is Lauren Evans and Shelby Brashears. Our players of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency, and Moberly for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, life. Before we hear from Morgan Vetter, let's hear from Ross Dobson. Forgot to get you that at halftime, and we've still got some time before the next game, so why not hear from Ross Dobson here on 99.9 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com. We'll roll right into it here on 99.9.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
Not a whole lot of positives, but, you know, in the second half, I thought they responded really well.
Perkins, 22 points for him. Talk about his play.
You know, it just comes from his teammates helping him get in those situations. And in transition, I tell him he's best in transition when he just when he takes the ball and just goes, basically, and everybody else will run with him. So the other guys really helped him offensively kind of get rolling early.
He got that grind of the first big
with New Franklin head coach Ross Dobson after your victory over West Strand for the consolation prize.
So that recording randomly stopped. I'll wait till we get to about the point in the interview where we were, and then I'll let that resume. But again, that is Ross Dobson, the New Franklin head boys coach. His boys are actually about to leave the gym after their girls picked up the victory. Again, I will let that resume, as that kind of just shut off on me there a moment ago. So sorry for that technical difficulty. We've got the Glasgow boys and the Cairo boys warming up here on regional radio. Glasgow victors a 7 of the last 9 of these, but it won't be 8 of the last 10. It's already decided that it's either Slater or Fayette, so you can basically now call it 7 of the last 10. We'll pick up with Ross Dobson here.
Can I tell him he's best in transition when he just when he takes the ball and just goes, basically, and everybody else will run with him. So the other guys really helped him offensively kind of get rolling early.
You got that grind of the first big tournament out of the way of the season. What are you looking forward to work on in the coming weeks and months?
Yeah, offensively we have a lot of things that we probably need to work on. You know, defensively we still need to work on closeouts and boxouts. I mean, basic things that we need to work on early in the season. But, you know, we were talking our first few games here, they weren't cupcakes. So, you know, we really had to grind all these games out early in the season. We have Fayette next Tuesday, and Slater the following Tuesday, Madison and Tuscumbia. So, you know, that kind of rounds out the first half for us. But no games we think are going to be easy for us. So we really have to come and work hard every day.
Coach, thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
That is New Franklin head basketball coach Ross Dobson. More of our sponsors here on regional radio: Salisbury Meat Market and Processing, LLC, Failing Small Engine, both of Salisbury. Exchange Bank of Missouri, with locations in Fayette, New Franklin, Fulton, Slater, and Marshall. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Ray Carroll County Grain Growers of Slater. Marceline R5 School District of Marceline. McMinn's Main Street Pub of Fayette. Howard Electric, serving Howard County and portions of northern Boone County, southern Randolph County, and southeastern Sheraton County. Marklin Yeager Funeral Home in New Franklin. Carr Yeager Funeral Home in Fayette. And Bach Yeager Funeral Chapel in Columbia. Ricketts Farm Service of Salisbury, Shelbina and Cairo. Airlink Wireless of Salisbury, covering Sheraton, Howard, Saline, and Carroll counties. Old The Monument, LLC of Marceline. Merchants and Farmers Bank of Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin. And the Slater School District of Slater. 7 minutes on the pregame clock. Cairo and Glasgow coming up in the third place contest here on Regional Radio.
Tubert Enterprises of Moberly encourages everyone to